clearing the clutter inside and out, we are talking about closure. Do you have souvenirs and mementos from an ex-relationship from years ago? Is your house filled with antique furniture you hate that was given to you by your family? Have you held on to something from someone you are no longer speaking to? Let's begin our month as we focus on clearing physical clutter by getting closure.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Hey everyone, hard to believe that 2017 is around the corner. I know we're all super busy with the holidays, so I deliberately kept all the podcasts short this month. If you're still doing your shopping, be sure to check out October's episodes because all of them focus on the holidays. Let's take time to clear clutter to start 2017 with a clean body, mind, spirit, home, etc. I encourage you to listen to the whole series. I tried to make different points in each episode because sometimes we hear things in a different way. When I was in my 20s, I saw a therapist. She remarked to me that on a certain issue, I continued to pick at it, and like an open wound, it would never heal if I didn't leave it alone. I figured out later that what I really needed was closure. I don't think we honor closure enough in our society. We are to ignore our feelings or move on or show that brave face. It's my experience that when you have closure, you can more easily and truly move on. But not everyone needs closure. It's important to know that there is no timetable for getting closure. What physical clutter would you like to release and get closure? In my work as a professional organizer and coach, I've seen clients hold on to mementos from relationships that didn't work out. Think a high school boyfriend or girlfriend. I have also witnessed clients holding on to things a family member gave them that they hated. What do you need to get closure on that would allow you to release clutter? Focus on items you have held on for years, something you dislike, or something that no longer represents who you are or who you want to be. What are you seeing as you look around? Do any of your items bring up feelings like guilt, sadness, or anger? If you're feeling any not-so-great feelings, that is a good place to start. This happens more often than you may realize. How do you begin to get closure? First, ask why you are holding on to something. Does the item make you happy, or do you hold on because you wish things had turned out differently instead of actually how they did, such as a failed relationship? Are you holding on as an excuse to stay stuck and unresolved instead of moving forward? Are you avoiding loss and hoping to avoid the pain that comes with it? Are you afraid to let something go because you don't know what the outcome will be or how you will feel? Or do you have guilt? Perhaps you weren't kind to a relative who left you something and you feel you need to do penance. Honor your need to grieve or express anger or feel guilt. Our emotions are still there, especially on an energetic level, if we ignore or stuff them. When I finally let go of a relationship that wasn't right for me, I howled for 20 minutes. I sounded like an animal. However, when I was finished, I knew I was done. In that moment, I had received closure. I felt all the reins of emotions about it not working out. What I had been holding on to was gone. I no longer felt the need to hold on and released my fear of never finding anyone. After that, I was able to let go of the last few physical items from the relationship.
Surrounded by clutter, tired of the stress it creates, ready to find peace of mind and reduce your anxiety? Our comprehensive How to Declutter Your Life course guides you step by step in how to clear clutter and simplify your life. Each section is 3 months, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and features manageable to-dos. A bonus month on clearing energetic clutter is also included. choose either workbook or video course. How to Declutter Your Life is designed to build a strong foundation for releasing clutter and continued personal growth. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
There's no timetable and one-size-fits-all formula. However, if you've been grieving, being angry or sad, etc. for a long time, I would encourage you to get feedback from people you trust to check to see if you need to get professional support to move through this stage. Next, celebrate yourself. Write down all the things you love about yourself. Make a list of your talents, both personal and professional. Think about what you need to feel joy and happiness. Look to see where you can make positive changes. Be excited about new things coming in your life. When we release what doesn't serve us, we can bring in what we desire. After you've taken some time to honor yourself, take a step forward. What steps can you take? Remember, nothing is set in stone. You may have to try a few things a few times before you find something that clicks. Make it a priority to honor whatever comes your way if it's supportive. I always like to ask clients, what step can you take right now? Ask yourself that question. Finally, consider having a ceremony to honor what you are letting go of. Fire is a popular one, such as a burning bowl. But it doesn't have to be this. Whatever makes you feel good and supports you. I have heard of a divorce party and think that's a wonderful idea. Celebrate moving on to a new part of your life. Do work at a charity where you donate. When you do for others, you get a lot of benefit. Remember, everything is energy. Try and challenge yourself to release any other physical clutter around this time. Maybe it isn't related to what you're trying to get closure on, but you are motivated to release it. If the mood strikes for more decluttering, go for it.
Can you also do something to clear the energetic clutter from the physical clutter that you're getting closure on? For example, I'm a huge fan of using a sage stick. Little piece of sage, you light it, and then kind of smudge and smoke it around where the physical material is. Remember, everything's energy, so if you can do that little extra step to get closure on your physical clutter, that would be great.
Finding closure helps you move forward unencumbered and optimistic. With a little bit of time, you may be able to see the lessons learned, or golden nuggets, as I like to call them. It also may allow you to have gratitude. When we clear clutter, we create the life we choose. If you are longing for a relationship, where is the space for that if you are pining and holding on to physical evidence of a failed relationship or relationships? How can someone new come into your life when the past is all around? Cheryl Richardson talked about something in a book I read years ago. I don't remember the name of the book or the exact words, but she talked about what I call the drip, drip, drip in the back of your mind. Even if it is out of sight, it is not out of your mind. Turn the faucet off with closure. Take the time to think about where you need closure in your life and what represents that in your physical stuff and clutter. And yes, even if you like or love something, it is still clutter if it is keeping you tied to the past, keeping you stuck, and preventing you from moving forward. Takeaways from today's podcast. If we don't get closure, it can be like an open wound. We continue to pick at it and it never really heals. We remain hurt and stuck and cannot move forward. Honor your need to grieve, scream, or cry. There's no timetable and one-size-fits-all formula. If you've been stuck a long time, get feedback from people you trust to check to see if you need to get professional support to move through this event, person, etc. Finding closure helps you move forward unencumbered and optimistic. With a little bit of time, you may be able to see the lessons learned, golden nuggets, and have gratitude. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.